This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, November 2nd. God's word to you today is voice activation. Our scripture reading is taken from Ezekiel 37, verses 4, 5, and 7 from the Easy to Read version, and it says, "Speak to these bones for me. Tell them, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord God says to you. I will cause breath to come into you, and you will come to life." So I spoke to the bones for the Lord, as he said. I was still speaking when I heard the loud noise. Our final thought from yesterday's devotional was, it is the value you place on things that determines what flows to you. Mark 5:28-33 says, "Because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I would be healed. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, 'Who touched my clothes?' 'You see the people crowding against you,' his disciples answered, 'and yet you can ask, who touched me?' But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth." This passage is taken from the New International Version. It was the same Jesus they, the disciples, had been pushing, rubbing, and playing with, yet nothing had happened to them. But a woman said, "I may not be in the inner circle, but all I need to do is just touch the hem." She took the step to initiate it, and she was healed. Jesus made a profound statement in Mark 5:34 from the New International Version. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Faith can operate without divine permission. I know this may be a lot to take in. Theological giants would even question if it is scripturally correct. Remember, we just saw it in the scripture, and Jesus confirmed it himself. Did this woman take permission from anyone? She planned her line of action and what the outcome would be by faith. Then she initiated it. She did what she said she would do, and things happened just as she had predicted. Power left Jesus without Jesus' permission. It was after the power had gone out that Jesus realized, and he said, "Something left me." She took it without permission. You have to realize that sometimes when we are waiting for God, God is actually waiting for you. You are waiting for X to happen, but God is waiting for you to make X happen. Your freedom is here. The chains are broken. You take initiative. You get up and move. The second thing that lifts up is personal prophecy. Personal prophecy is so powerful. As a man, what are the things you are speaking over your life and home every day? When you have personal prophecy, things that you are speaking into your life every day, amazing things begin to happen. When a man does this and amazing things break forth in his life, what do you think will happen to his wife and his children? Matthew 9:21 from the New King James Version says, "For she said within herself, 'If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole.'" She prophesied, she determined, and that was what happened. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I am the planting of the Lord, an oak of righteousness. I hear the voice of the Lord, and I obey it completely. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.